Good evening, my friends. Good evening and welcome. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Whale, and glad you're here. It's Thursday, April 19th, 2007, about 11 p.m. here in the Central Time Zone. And needless to say, we got a fun show lined up for you. At least I anticipate it to be so. It has been a very bizarre day around here. It hasn't been a bad day, but it's been strange. I want to thank everybody for all their prayers and kind thoughts headed in our direction. Certainly very, very much appreciated. And, you know, just as far as everything else goes, I just haven't quite felt all that great as of late. But, you know, there's a reason for that. It has nothing to do with anything else, and we're going to keep going with the show as planned. But, yeah, just kind of not feeling 100% today, so at least not physically. So bear with me if I stutter, trip over myself a few times here tonight. I will do my best to soldier onward. So first things first, I'd like to welcome all of you who are listening on shortwave at frequency 3.215. Welcome to all of you listening online at republicbroadcasting.org. And maybe you're at our website, franklyspeakingradio.com. I sent the guest information to Webmaster James a little on the late side today, so it may not be there, in which case you'll just have to pick it up tomorrow, or we'll get our guest to give it out here. Now, he's supposed to be giving us a call in just a few minutes, so we'll get him on the air. We'll get him up here and introduce him to you, probably most of you for the first time, and for others, maybe you've heard him before. I don't know, but it should be interesting. So tomorrow on the program, we're going to spend a lot of time on the news. There's just too much of it. It's just building up too much. So I had canceled our guest for tomorrow and wanted to focus purely on, most predominantly focusing on the shooting that took place earlier this week, obviously Monday. It was a big news story, and it continues to be so. A lot of different elements are coming out, and when you watch the mainstream media, it's more or less, today was the first day I've noticed they've actually talked about anything else, but they're still talking about that in great amounts. And part of that, I understand, you know, there are new developments all the time. And also, of course, a lot of the media outlets are looking to solidify interviews with people who were there, people who knew somebody or people who saw something and all that jazz, which is fine. But for the most part, it's a human interest piece for them. They're just covering it. They play the sad music, you know, the sad music we heard at Katrina and the sad music we heard on September 11th and the sad music we heard on the anniversaries of all those things. It's just one of those things. That's how they do things. It's not no surprise to any of us. But there are still hard facts that are not being reported on the shooting. We'll cover them quite extensively tomorrow. Who knows what we'll get into here tonight? I don't know. I just kind of go as it would seem sensible to go in those types of directions. But like I said, just hundreds of news stories piling up here on the countertop, and I got to get rid of it somehow, honestly. I just got to clean it all off. So we will focus on news tomorrow. That doesn't mean we won't be taking your phone calls tonight or tomorrow. We absolutely will do so. And our phone number, as you know, 800-313-9443. Toll free and worldwide, 1-800-313-9443. You're more than welcome to use it at any point. So it has been a relatively calm, I guess, weather situation here in Northwest Arkansas, more or less stable. It's actually got in the 70s today, which was nice on the high side of these. And at night in the 50s, shabby. So maybe we're normalizing. Who knows what normal is anymore? Things have certainly changed. There was a big storm, as you probably all recall, last week and over the weekend, and did some damage. We've got some global warming-related stories to bring to you, and we'll see how that goes. But I think that this is the time, folks. We do have to make preparations. We do have to educate ourselves. We do have to do everything in our power to be able to ready ourselves for anything to come down the line. And, of course, ultimately, in my opinion, the first and foremost thing to do is solidify your faith. But that's just you may feel differently. Stay with us. We're back in 3 minutes with our guest tonight, Ben Roth.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety box without a social security security number. With PrivacyX, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines, specializing in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like EX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and octane poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your web for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, Clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful when food supplies get short, with no future, many retailers ship real trash to supply you. Safe food you can trust. Call 800-09-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com, 800-409-5633.
Welcome back. Here, my friends, you are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Whalen, and welcome back. Our guest tonight has been on the program before, but it's been about a year and a half ago. It was back when we were doing mornings here on Republic Broadcasting, but he's back with us tonight. He will be speaking at the forthcoming Tesla Tech Conference, which will be taking place in July, I believe, in Utah. We'll get all the details from our guest. And also, he is the founder of Ancient Transformational Technologies, which is basically a whole lot of really complicated stuff that we'll ask him to explain. Vernon Roth, welcome back, sir.
Well, thank you very much. It's good to be back.
It's an honor to have you, my friend. It's been way too long.
Yes, it has. Yes, it has.
So
it's good to catch up again.
Oh, yeah, it was great. I'm glad that I know that, you know, just like anything these days, you look at technology such as, you know, Blackberries or cell phones or, you know, email lists. And every time, you know, something happens, there's a little, you know, belch in technology. You lose all your information and you get to start all over. And you tracked me down and I'm glad you got back in touch together. But really, that's an interesting because when you're looking at technology of present, it's fascinating to me because here you are with a foot in technology of the past and a foot in technologies of the future.
Absolutely, and that's where we need to be because that's the cutting edge.
Mm-hmm. It's amazing, too, that when you look for cutting edge technologies, you don't always look. Sometimes you're looking backwards.
You know, that's right. I don't know if I mentioned it last time, but NASA has actually flown expeditions into the Yucatan Peninsula to look at star charts of the ancients. So, yes, to look forward, sometimes we have to look back.
Yeah, well, very well said. And we talk about that. Give us a sort of snapshot of you, meaning sort of what led you into this research. I presume you started looking backwards before you started looking forwards, or am I wrong on that?
Well, actually, I started pretty young in this research. When I was about 12 years old, I started studying Tesla, and I was studying Tesla, Ed Gray, Henry Moray, and these great giants of our future visionaries, let's say. And the establishment gave me any answers. I went to my professors, and they couldn't answer those questions. They couldn't say, well, why is electricity cold and things like that. And so I started looking forward into the future and to why this was possible, why these devices that they talked about, the cold electricity, the magnifying transmitters, the devices that pull energy out of the air, why was it all possible? And actually, that is what led me to the past. So it's been an interesting journey.
Oh, I'll bet. What was it about Tesla that really piqued your interest? Because obviously that's a name that we tend to hear a lot when we're starting to really delve into cutting-edge technology. Inevitably, Tesla's name gets brought up.
Absolutely. As a matter of fact, even in conventional science, the establishment really moved forward without running into one of Tesla's patents from almost 100 years ago.
Yeah.
So, yes. The interesting thing is, though, that his has kind of become the scientific urban legend. Well, mm-hmm. Tesla did this and Tesla did that. So in the future, we can weed out what did happen and what didn't happen in books and such that are going to be coming out here pretty soon.
Mm, very exciting stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Well, obviously, it was probably something about this that really kicked you off. What were you looking to develop an interest in and develop, I guess, you know, sort of inevitably a career as far as technology goes? Because a lot would say, hey, we need to pursue newer and more innovative types of technology, but they would contextualize a variety of different reasons. They'd say, oh, propulsion or free energy or, you know, to break our dependence on oil. Or they might say, we need something in the realm of health, or we need something here or something there. We need stuff for defense. We need stuff for offense in the military. What exactly was it that piqued your interest in, and where has your interest gone?
Well, just the study of the unknown. Mm-hmm. I like
all
to...
of it.
What's that?
So basically all of it.
Basically all of it. And everything that you just described, everything that you said there, is a factor in moving forward. But really, this is the adventure. This is the amazing journey that we're on. Mm-hmm. And this is the one that I've chosen into. Now, there have been motivating factors in that. There have been motivating factors that have pushed me forward. For instance, I mentioned last year that my daughter was born with cerebral palsy. And so I have been working in this field to help find some type of healing modality that will help her gain some independence in this world.
Mm.
On top of in other areas, yes, the energy independence, the healing independence, yes, all of these things are very, very important, and they are factors. But basically, I'm led where the spirit tells me to go, and you can say it however you want. My goal in life, my guidance in life, I'm led where I need to go.
I like that. Well, I feel the same way, brother. That's how I got into radio, and that's why I'm unfortunately still in it. You know, it was never a burning desire for me. It was just a pastime. But, you know, I don't know. I feel like it's something I need to continue on with, and we all have to go where we're led. If we don't think we are, inevitably we probably are anyway. But it is what it is, I guess.
All roads lead to Rome.
Yeah.
Be hot or cold, but don't be lukewarm, right?
Yeah, right on.
So, because it takes work to be hot or cold.
Yeah, yeah,
but if we just stay warm, then we're not really moving anywhere.
Oh, and we're certainly not living up to our potential in any capacity. We're not helping ourselves, and we're certainly not helping anybody else. Well, when we first met, my friend, we talked quite a bit about sort of the ancient side of a lot of this stuff, and we talked about scripture, and we talked about a variety of other things as far as what happened with the Nephilim and things like that. Really just captivating. And we also, of course, discussed ancient transformational technologies, which is how I'd first come across you. We had a mutual friend who had put me in touch with you, and you told me basically what kind of products you guys have and what it's all about. So if you could maybe start there, talk business, what led you to it, and what do you guys have?
Okay, well, this, like I said, this was originally started as a modality to help my daughter. Mm-hmm. When we started working with this, she could not walk. She barely crawled. She could barely speak grunt one syllable words.
Mm-hmm. And what did conventional medicine tell you was wrong with her?
Well, at that point in time, they couldn't hear it out. Mm-hmm. They really couldn't. We had her to many specialists, and they could not actually say what had happened. Eventually, she was diagnosed, quote unquote, cerebral palsy. But we on one level, we believe that that is actually a catch-all. That that they say, okay, well, developmental problems, we have no clue what they are about. We're gonna put this labeled.
Right.
And so that actually worked out well in the short term, but it works out poorly in the long term. So, but that's actually what started me working in this field, and that's what led me to the study of water and why water is benefit, or why the body needs water so much. And That's a major part of what we're going to be talking about here tonight. But
yeah.
But I started working with this with charged water, and it was really amazing because it was actually developed back in the 50s as three different pieces of technology, and we were putting them all together, putting everything together, and discovered that the water had beneficial healing effects, and. Upon, this is really amazing stuff because as we tried to refine the process, tried to make it more and more consistent, make it, you know, find out why it worked for this person, didn't work for that person. That's when we were led to the ancient technologies, to the ancient temple sites, to the ancient uses for elements inside the body, and that's when things really took off.
It's amazing.
So as you experienced last time, the water holds electric charge, right?
Oh,
and
yeah.
On top of that, it actually holds a magnetic field. We've pumped the magnetic field up to about 6 Gauss now, consistently. It used to be consistently about 1.5. We've been working very diligently this past year working on the energy aspect of the machine and charging the.
It's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
We should talk about this. Now, why is that unusual for water to be able to hold a charge in a field?
Well, conventional science says it's not possible. Water is either a very, very good insulator, or if it has electrolytes or some type of conductive material, it becomes a conductor, okay? So theoretically, you could, well, you know what, let's not talk about stupid things that people could do, but pure distilled water is an insulator. But we can use pure distilled water and literally imbue it with a charge using etheric energy.
Okay.
That it will then give off an electrical component and a magnetic component.
Hmm. Well, when we come back from this break, my friend, I'd like you to define etheric energy and sort of discover how you were able to tap into that. Explain that to us. So, an exciting ride, my friend. Stay with us. Just our
Absolutely.
First break. We've got Vernon Roth and certainly a lot of incredible information. From this guy, and obviously we're going to talk about his forthcoming appearance at the Tesla Tech Conference. So go and meet him yourself and see all these things for yourself. Stay with us. Back in three.
Businesses and their employees are seeing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit CoreDocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for 125 and HRA plans. Use insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocument.com. That's Core, O-R-E, Documents, plural, .com.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow. I'd love to try it. I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call 866-222-3017. Or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free 866-222-3017 or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
Did you hear about O'Bannister, IRS Special Agent Criminal Investigator that quit the IRS a few years ago because the IRS failed to show him the law or legal authority for ordinary Americans like you and me to file and pay income tax?
What do you mean? Everyone knows that you have to file and pay income taxes.
Well, not only did the IRS fail to show Joe Bannister a law that requires you and me to file and pay income tax, Joe was working for the IRS, but even after Joe quit the IRS, the IRS failed to show up to several debates the IRS was invited to debate Bannister about the legality of the income tax.
Wow, this is amazing information. Where can I find out more about this?
Go to the website at www.livefreenet.org. That's 760-868-471. And the website is www.livefreenow.org.
Good evening. Welcome back. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Whelan, and our special guest tonight, Ben Roth from Ancient Transformational Technologies. Welcome back, sir.
Good evening.
Good evening to you. And again, thank you so much for your time here tonight. When we left off, we were talking about etheric energy. What exactly is that?
To understand etheric energy, we're going to turn the Wayback Machine back to about the turn of the century, of the 19th, 20th century. And there was a big debate going on at that time. The predominant physics theory was that there was an ether field or a sea that light moved through and that everything emanated from, that electricity and magnetism and everything emanated from this sea of energy that surrounded us all the time. There were a couple of experiments done that by people that were anti-ether, and these gentlemen were by the name of Michelson and Morley. And they did these experiments and disproved the existence of ether. They said, see, it doesn't work, it's there, we can move on. And at that time, Einsteinian physics started to take a very strong foothold. Now, the interesting thing about this is you look at the mindset of the people there, they're very sensational at that time. They wanted something new. Because the interesting thing was that the predominant ether physicist at the time went out, did the exact same experiment, did it the correct way, and said, yep, there it is. See, it does work. Ether does exist. Actually, one of the two experimenters, I can't remember if it was Michelson or Morley, actually came back 20 years later and says, oops, I did it wrong. I was wrong all the time. Ether energy does exist. But by that time, Einsteinian physics had first taken hold. Now, to give you an idea about the difference between Einsteinian physics versus ether physics, Einsteinian physics gives us things like nuclear bombs, nuclear reactors, giant particle accelerators, big, explosive, powerful devices. Okay, that is the idea behind Einsteinian physics. E equals mc squared. We're going to turn matter into energy by accelerating it, whatever. Ether physics says is the exact opposite. Ether physics is what we call implosive. It is it's that you can change the nature of reality by simply putting a certain amount of pressure right at the right point, and you can do it with very, very little energy. And so with ether physics, you get things like you can do weather control. You can explain the true theory of magnetism, explain why the universe exists, and even right down to a very spiritual level. It's all understood in ether physics. But we were looking for something different time in our world, and we've gone backwards scientifically for the past 100 years. Now, quantum physics is the closest approximation to the idea of ether physics. It's still not quite there because we're still trying to view it as a completely scientific understanding. But when you really delve into the idea of ether physics, things like the barriers between the spiritual world and the physical world start to fall. So that is ether physics in a nutshell.
Wow.
It's amazing.
Well, you know, it kind of surprises me then that this thing would not have been catapulted into sort of the main focus of scientists, because A, it seems like it would be more productive as an energy source. B, it also seems to be less destructive, so therefore, less chance of industrial accidents and whatnot.
Absolutely. With ether physics, you can actually completely eliminate all radioactive waste products.
Wow.
We've done work with using the principles of ether energy to negate the emissions in a car.
Wow!
So this is some amazing things that you can do. And the thing about ether is that anyone can do them. It doesn't require a $50 billion from the government to build a particle accelerator. It requires a certain amount of ingenuity and a desire to change the nature of reality, and understanding a little bit about how ether works. And once you understand a little bit, you experiment with it and take it another step further and another step further.
Wow.
And what we discovered was that the ancient civilizations on this planet had a very intimate understanding of ether physics, and so much so that it was incorporated into their religious or spiritual institutions, but actually their scientific institutions as well. That's what their science was based on.
That's
it. It is. It really is. So what we're seeing now is a shift back towards that ideology, that idea that says, no, we don't need bigger and bigger and more powerful. We need more subtle. We need to manipulate the nature of reality with a gentle push instead of hard shove, because when you shove nature, she's going to just shove back.
Yes.
Okay. But when you manipulate nature, you can. That's when amazing things can happen.
Wow. Well, I know we're coming up to another break, my friend. But what I'd like to explore a little bit here is when you look at some of these ancient societies and look at the amazing accomplishments and in various people, various explanations for how these things were pulled off. I'm interested in picking your brain on that subject, as well as discovering sort of why is it that maybe ancient civilization could embrace these things, and here we are in the 21st century, and still this thing is not embraced by mainstream at all, and there might be a reason for that. I have my theories. Folks, Vernon Roth, our special guest tonight of Ancient Transformational Technologies, when we come back in 3 minutes.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
People who use Cartivite know about pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cart has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. I mean, this basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metal lyric covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 3 months later, we know we're doing something. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. And you'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as food and utilities. And with millions of people really searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Pro has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still count, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
World War III? Fuel prices? Financial collapse? Trucker? North American Union? Our world has become a very fragile place, and we need to be prudent and plan ahead. Don't wait for an impending crisis to become reality. Then it will be too late. Stoves and More wants to help give you freedom from the of the world. If the grid is down and fossil fuels are available to you, how would you heat your home, cook your food, and heat your water? People, we need to be more independent and able to take care of ourselves in a natural disaster, crisis, or financial crisis. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you the independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. With the right application, you'll be able to use these stoves all year long, not just during the winter months. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at stovesandmoreonline.com. Food, water, and a wood cook stove are keys to your survival in a crisis. Take action!
Living all the miles that you've been through. Looking like a train wreck, wearing too much makeup. Burden that you carry more than one soul could ever bear.
So sad.
Welcome back. Glad you're here. You are listening, Frankly Speaking Radio, and I'm thrilled that you're here, folks. Our guest, Vernon Roth, has blown my mind. We've had conversations, and that's why I'm excited to share this conversation in particular with you guys. Vernon, welcome back, sir.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you very much. When we left off, we were just talking about some of these ancient civilizations, and my question to you was, where did they learn this sort of ether-based physics, and why is it that they were so far ahead of where we are now?
Well, I don't know if we can say far ahead, but let's call different and living with a different perspective. We could actually. No, I guess it would say so far ahead. Mm-hmm. When you look at some of the flying devices that are just mentioned offhandedly in the Vedas and Upanishads and in the Bhagavad Gita, then you start to say, well, okay, they obviously did have something really amazing at that point in time. Good friend of mine, Robert Patterson, has decoded one of these things and actually created a device that actually just sits there and lights up LED flashlights without, Baker flashlights. You can take out the magnet, take out the batteries, and just sit there and glow for a while, all the time, just based on this understanding of ether physics. So
Wow. There's
some really amazing stuff. This is actually, this is a small device that he's built. The large device would actually go into a flying vessel that would actually travel around the world and into the stars. So these ancient technologies are really amazing, and they are advanced from what we have now.
That's
amazing. Just have a little bit different perspective on things, I guess. But as to your question, why would they be more advanced? Well, we can get into the whole idea of alien visitation and such, and I can tell you I've been all over the country and seen many cave writings and rock writings and even tablets that seem to show some type of gray creature or what we would consider a gray or something like that, maybe even reptilians, which we've discussed before.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't say for certain because there's too many theories out there, and until we have travel, I don't want to go on record yet.
I understand.
So
let's explore that since you opened that door. Time travel. Now, obviously, I've heard that with quantum physics, it's time travel is theoretically possible, but to Einsteinian-based physics, it's not possible at all. What about ether physics? I mean, where does time travel fit into that? Is it possible, or is it possible but in a limited fashion?
It's absolutely possible with ether
physics.
See, what we've actually discovered in the past year in our research is that as I said, energy all is a distillate of ether. Well, what we've discovered is that time and space is also a distillate of ether. And if you can manipulate ether to a large extent, you can manipulate the flow of time.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I mentioned it last year, but it doesn't matter. I had been on a trip. Long story short, I was on a trip. For me, it took every time 6.5 hours. Boom. I knew it. Absolutely. I was too exhausted to drive. A friend of mine who was very, very, very powerful, very, very energized in this ether energy, my water, and a couple of other things. And absolutely no idea how long this trip was supposed to take. She had no idea how long it would take to get from point A to B. We did the trip in exactly 2.5 hours because I, with my conscious mind, was asleep and gone and wasn't watching the road, and she had no clue about the, you know, you've got this far, so you have this far to go. You've hit this, reached this landmark, so the next landmark will be such and such. And literally that trip, instead of taking 6.5 hours, took 2.5 hours. So ether can manipulate the flow of time. We've had a number of experiments where that happened. We like to we don't like to do those very often because we get visitors pretty quick after that one. So we shy away from that a lot.
Yeah, yeah. I've heard there's a lot of stuff about time travel that has certainly prompted various sort of responses by, you know, whatever you want to call it, or whomever you want to call it. But it is an intriguing subject. Now, I want to ask you this as well. In terms of what you were saying, because she had no expectations, is that what it is? And if the case, how does the mind fit in to all of this stuff? Because obviously, a lot of people have self limits. They have their own selfish boundaries and restrictions.
Absolutely. Here's the deal. We move in a certain energy, and our bodies are the most efficient and effective collectors of that energy. And we can sit and meditate or pray or do all sorts of fun things that would concentrate that into the center of our core. But where that energy goes is dictated by the imprint of our thoughts and our emotions as we move through our reality. You notice I didn't just say the mind, because it's now been proven that we do not just store our thoughts in our brains. We store our thoughts and memories and emotions through every single DNA strand in our entire body. And so by manipulating, by controlling the thoughts and emotions that we have, we can direct that energy where we want it to go. There's a number of movies out about this, The Resonance in Residence, The Secret, several others, that people are beginning to see that you need to meld science externally with science internally. And now, in its past, that's been the purview of the area of religions and spirituality. But as we move into this new idea of ether physics and ether energy, those barriers between spirituality and science are going to be torn down. And that's the answer to a question that you had earlier,
mm-hmm.
was that, yes, people have wanted to separate science from religion, because religion, quote-unquote, is very controlling. And so they separated also from spirituality in times past. They said, we're gonna divide it here and put science over there and religion and God and spirituality over here. But and that's hampered the progression a lot. And somehow these ancient civilizations, they didn't make that distinction so much. They believed in melding them together. So that was the question to what you said earlier before the break.
Yeah.
Or answer to the question, rather.
Yeah, yeah. Wow. Well, what evidence do we have that some of these ancient technologies were messing around with these things? Is it simply because of the results that they've had?
Well, if the results would be enough to say that yes, there was something there. The Antikytheron computer, which was discovered in the was it 1908 or 19? I can't remember, but it took 60 years for it to figure out how this set of gears went together, and what it was eventually discovered to be was a complex model of the solar system.
Oh wow!
And the science at this, and the shipwreck it was found in, was 2,000 years old. No idea how old the actual device was. And the scientist that discovered this, he published in his paper. He said the society that built this could have done anything it wanted. Its lathes and equipment does not exist like its marble statues do, but doesn't mean that they didn't exist. The evidence that they did exist is this computer right here. And so by looking at that, saying, okay, they could have done anything they wanted. They charted the stars. They charted our solar system down to the minute details. pardon me. So what couldn't they have done? And we look at their accomplishments. I can take you to a place in the wilderness, or excuse me, in Utah. People drive past it every day. It's a giant dam designed to hold back the inland ocean. It's a mile long, and it's absolutely beautiful in its simplicity. But it separated the inland ocean, which was salt, from the freshwater ocean on the other side, which they could use to irrigate their crops. This is a society that's at least 2,000 years old. So where did they get the ability to build something like this? Don't know. I haven't seen a huge amount of advanced technology in it, but the fact that they were able to engine it,
yeah,
and build it that way, that shows that it was there.
Mm.
Now, when we get into the Upanishads and the Vedas and the ancient Hindu documents that talk about flying machines, nuclear weapons, laser devices, stuff like that, then we say, okay, yes, they had technology that was really advanced, and I'm leaning to the idea that there was some type of major catastrophe that led to them to say, let's put this away, let's be a little bit more circumspect, and not use this indiscriminately. So that's my that's where I'm leading right now, and why we're not finding more and more evidence of it.
Mm.
The other thing is that, we do find evidence of it. For instance, let's look at this. If I were to say the word adamantium, what would you think of Frank? Do you think of brains?
I would. As a matter of fact,
exactly.
Yeah,
an invention of X. Mm-hmm. Which you could actually say was actually invented by Dungeons and Dragons and such.
Mm.
And that's what I always thought, that this indestructible metal was created by the sci-fantasy crowd.
Yeah.
But I got a hold of a book. It's a Masonic handbook written in 1836. And it mentions in there the indestructible metal of the Atlantean alchemists called adamant.
Whoa.
Yeah. So we have a reference to it from the 1800s. Referencing way back to a civilization that I believe definitely existed, and excuse me. Then we have evidence of it in the rivets that were found to hold together the Noah's Ark found in Turkey, because these rivets are still perfectly fine. They're made out of some type of advanced iridium steel alloy that we've only been able to make in the past 20 years. And this ancient civilization had it, and they used it to build ships out of. So,
wow.
Yes, there is an evidence that says that it's there. I think we're going to be finding more and more evidence that says it was much more pronounced, too.
Oh, that's so stunning.
Mm-hmm,
I've never heard of these things. I suppose it doesn't surprise you. But
well, it doesn't. The Spirit has directed me to certain specific people that have been able to teach me things that I would never have known otherwise, and so and also read certain things and read things in ways that other people would never think to read them. There's this one book that we're working on where a single comma could be placed in a sentence and it would change the entire meaning of the sentence, and you have to figure out where that comma went, or where the period went, or how to connect this sentence to that sentence. And that in and of itself would solve many mysteries of the universe if you could figure out all of that. So,
wow.
And that's a simple book that, pardon me, read surface value. It's called Magnetic and Read Face Value. It literally defines our entire view of magnetism and electricity. But when you read into the deeper meaning, start getting into gravitation and stuff like that. It was written by the man who built the Coral Castle in Florida.
Oh, okay. So. Edward Leeds Gellman.
That's right. That's right.
So. That's amazing.
He had answers. And,
yes.
And how you read something and how you approach something dictates how you are going to find those answers. So.
Jeez. Well, as usual, my friend, my head is swimming, but I, if you don't mind, I want to pick your brain more because it's so captivating to me, because this is the fear, honestly, and it is discovering, understanding these things, which is really intriguing to me. I used to want to be an archaeologist, of course, then I realized that, the whole sitting through college for, 14 years or something really wasn't my bag. So anyway, I looked at other things. Yeah.
Right.
Let's talk a little bit about Atlantis. What is what do we know about Atlantis other than the fact that it's written about? People have considered it, and you know, most people have sort of dismissed it and said it's just simply an interesting story and something that was made up to explain the unexplainable at the time. Do you think it was legitimate?
I absolutely think it was legitimate.
Really?
Let me say something about the story, quote unquote, though. I was just at a spiritual workshop, a spiritual retreat this past weekend, very intense. And one of the interesting things that we found was that story is not the most important thing.
Mm.
What the story elicits, the emotional response that the story elicits, that's the most important thing. So that said, yes, I absolutely believe that it existed and that we found evidence for both Atlantis and Lemuria. Colonies of Atlantis and Lemuria existing on this continent. Yes, I absolutely do believe it existed. It started out as a resonance in my heart, and then there were evidences of written on plates and stones and tablets and rock carvings and such that said, yeah, this shows a connection between this part of the world and another part of the world, and there's an interim there. And this writing predates anything that we've ever known in that area. So where did it come from, if not a civilization that connected this part of the world? So you absolutely believe that it existed.
Mm. That's interesting. I mean, obviously, I'm looking at this and looking into it. But as far as evidence here, that's fairly new to me, I should say. As far as that goes, what exactly were they delving into this ether-based physics there? Is that sort of...
I believe that they were. Mm-hmm. I believe that they were. The evidence that suggests, and you've got to remember that a lot of this comes from channeled information, which you take it for what it's worth. As long as it proves out true, then you can. When it starts to delve way off base, then you know you have to watch out. Anyway, it's like you can read something with a spirit. You have to go through and read it with a spirit. But these Atlanteans reading ether-based physics,
okay. Time for another break. Please stay with us. We're back in only 3 minutes with our special guest tonight, Vernon Roth, and of course more Frankly Speaking Radio. Stay with us.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. CORE Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit CoreDocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are covering how to roll back insurance costs using CORE Documents' HRA concept. CORE Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let CORE Documents help with plan design. Do a Google search for CORE Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's CORE, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific. And it's
healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. So it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow, I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017. Or you can go to coffeekey.biz. Ask for a sample when you date or get set as a preferred customer with a 25% discount.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017 or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them,
You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world, overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, packet F, 888-211-715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Good evening. Welcome back, folks. Glad you're here. You're listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. Keep in mind that friends down at Howard Creek Resort have sponsored our bringing it to you, so make sure you take good care of them. Appreciate them for all that they do. And support our sponsors, support our advertisers. Folks, Howard Creek Resort features 9 fully equipped individual housekeeping cabins and easy access to all the fun things here in this area, including Brantree, Bull Shoals Lake, Arkansas, and great many other things. Howard Creek Resort, the perfect family vacation spot any time of the year. See it for yourself online at www.howard.com, or you can call them for more information at 877-253-7690. Tail end of the first hour already. It's going by quick. Vernon Roth, our guest.
Flew by.
Yeah, it sure did. And thank you for being here and taking us down this road, because, you know, as I mentioned to you, you know, a lot of this stuff has really been captivating to me. I'm sorry. We had to interrupt your thought, but you go ahead.
Oh, well, where were we? What were we again?
You know, I'd love to say that I remember often,
okay,
but my producer, Thomas, was telling me about his time-traveling car stories. And it sort of took me off subject there, but he was saying that he had similar experiences to you. Yeah, in a car. So, you know.
Well, you know, when you get into a car, I hate to say it, but you drop into this nice little alpha state, and you go on autopilot, and and it was incredibly dangerous. Since after you've gone 30 minutes, you think, oh, where did that time go?
Yes, but I do that. You know, when I make a repetitive drive, a lot of times I'll think back and go, I don't remember really getting from there to here, but here I am.
But that's the thing. That's when those time dilations and those experiences can happen, is when your conscious mind says, I have to see this, I have to see that, and the next thing I see will be this. When all that shuts down, it's when you can really start experiencing what's going on in the etheric world.
That's actually where I wanted to go, was to talk about that. You know, how exactly do we tap into these things? What exactly is it... you know, that taps into the ether energy? Is it just simple things? Is it a mindset?
Absolutely.
Okay.
It's just simple things. You can do it with mindset.
Okay.
I mentioned before that I was at a retreat this past weekend, and it was kind of interesting because we went through some meditations wherein they didn't use the words, but we tapped into our core center of this etheric field, and they call it oneness, the connection to God and such. And as I'm sitting there in the middle of this lecture, everybody's turned off their cell phones, and we've gone away and come back, and I suddenly had this horrible feeling that my cell phone was about to ring in the middle of a demonstration, very intense, very emotionally personal demonstration. And I got this horrible feeling that my cell phone was about to ring. I was thinking, no, I didn't even put my cell phone. I left it in the car. And it just didn't go away. It just didn't go away. And I finally started feeling around my pockets, and I realized, yes, I did have my cell phone. But I thought, well, I've turned it off. I looked down, and the cell phone is on.
Wow.
And I open it up, and it makes noise, you know, just like every cell phone makes. It makes noise when it turns off. So I'm reaching in, and I'm trying to turn off the cell phone, and I hear this doot-doot. And so I think, okay, it's done. I put it back in my pocket. It's fine. It's off. But the feeling doesn't go away. And, oh, what? We're going away again.
We are. This one's just a short legal identification. Folks, stay with us. Back in 90 seconds with hour number two and our special guest tonight, Vernon Roth. Stay with us.